Right. We have spoken about it a little bit in the 311 radio show, because it was not wise what that individual was doing, standing right there in the gasoline, which was by the vehicle. And obviously, you know, there was an explosion. So
they were using a phone or something. I can't remember exactly what they were doing, but I do remember there was a thing with a gas station explosion. I think there were one or two of them we saw sometime during last year. But
right.
I don't recall exactly what they were doing, but I think, you know, as usual, the housekeeping practices, like not using the phone in gas stations. I think we take it for granted a lot of times. We still see persons doing it. Let me say this one. I don't think that we should have to say it, but it's so often we do have to say these things. Well, I guess we're not flying as much as we would in normal circumstances now, but for those using, who are going to be traveling, it is not advised again to use your cell phone around the aircraft, because anybody who knows anything about aviation fuel knows that it is flammability
rate. Very sensitive.
So it's extremely sensitive. And it's not like diesel and anything that, you know, there's no room for error when it comes to that. So that is one of the things. So, you know, if you're going to be traveling for whatever reason, though we're not doing it as much now, you know, just keep those little things in mind. As I said, good housekeeping practices. As we have always said on this show, most or every emergency that takes place can be avoided. Good housekeeping practices can save you a whole lot, time, money, injury, everything. So, you know, just keep in mind those housekeeping practices that we keep pushing at you here all the time on the 311 radio show.
Right. Well, speaking of traveling, we also wanted to touch on this whole matter of quarantine and just ensuring that people adhere to the COVID-19 protocols. We have a lot of visitors to the island. The hired car businesses are seeing some increase in business, and we're thankful for that. But
there's always a but.
There's always a but.
Actually, only in the last, say, week of December, I remember there was a whole surge, I think, of concern in terms of protocols and people not taking protocols seriously, and persons. I remember they did about from the 30th of December, something like that. There was this thing where you can only have any gathering with more than 150 persons, you have to have special permission from the COVID team, that kind of stuff. And I guess this is heavily due to the lackluster approach that some of us have been taking as it relates to this COVID-19. And, you know, sometimes I do say that we bring a lot of stuff on ourselves. You know, we get vexed when the hammer has to come down, but very often we are heavily the cause of it being the case, because of the things we do or the things that we don't do. And I do recall very early after our quarantine period had been lifted last year, you know, I saw a lot of activities where a lot of persons were gathered without
masks.
And, you know, it was just like nobody cared to an extent. I dare say, though, that I have seen people, a lot of persons wearing them. The masks are not comfortable, and we all would attest to it. It is not a comfortable thing to walk around in a face mask for a long period of time. But at the end of the day, it is what we have to do at the moment for the good and safety of our lives and our friends and our family and everyone else around us. And, you know, the least we can do is do that for the time that we have to do it for now. And I think if we follow the protocols and we do the right things for a little while and we stick it out, we would be over this whole thing a lot faster. It's just that because of some lack of being responsible, because of a lot of irresponsible people, sad to say, a lot of things manifest. And that this doesn't only go for COVID, but as we are, as firefighters, we would say, it goes for vehicular accidents, it goes for the same thing we're now speaking about in the gas stations, it goes for life in general. A lot of things that occur because of persons not being responsible. So, you know, just be a responsible adults, and please, as responsible adults, be the guiding light for your children. We need to do that because we cannot not the youngsters. We a lot of us like to see the young people, and we as adults are not setting good examples for them. If we are not wearing our face masks, even when we're traveling on the public transportation, and persons see that as a problem to wear your face mask while traveling on the public transportation and these kind of things, then we want to knock our children for not wearing them in the schools. But how can you ask something of children when you're not doing it yourselves? You know, we got to be the guiding light and be the example for our young people. And I didn't say that not only for COVID, but that relates to everything in life across the board.
That's right. And what we need to remember is that the thing that we do wrong, our children, we do wrong, will do wrong four times worse. Right?
Because they're born a lot smarter, apparently.
Yes.
Those are the things that
take greater risks too.
Of course, because some of the things that I hear my 7-year-old niece say or do, and I never thought of doing when I was that age, because these people are extremely intelligent. They pick up on everything, and they're very technology savvy too. Things are so readily available out there now on the internet, and by the flick of a finger, basically everything is there readily available. We need to understand that we need to feed them good stuff, because if we don't, you know, we're gonna definitely have consequences. I'm saying that it is very important that we feed our young people with positive stuff and with the right, you know, the good things to do in life or whatever, because if we don't, the internet is out there and it's readily available to feed them the good, the bad, and the indifferent. So, I mean, that's a reality. You know, it's no longer like maybe we're growing up and you tell a child, don't do this or don't do that. And it's just that people can go and research stuff now on the internet by the click of a finger. And it is important that you put the right things out there early so that they at least have some sort of guiding light to show them the right way and so on.
Oh, wow. Well, you know what? We always have food for thought here on the 311 radio show, because the Barbados Fire Service not only cares about your safety when it comes to fire and your life, but also, well, life in general, I should say, right? General. I know you tend to encourage people on the whole. And at this time, you know, we have some Barbados Fire Service news, because you have some new people.
Well, yeah, actually, and I, funny enough, we were just speaking about youth, and it is, I think, a fitting time to mention that we have some younger, you know, some young, vibrant officers who would have, their presentation ceremony would have been on the 16th of December, and they are officially out and about now on the fire appliances. So we have 23 young auxiliary fire officers who have joined. Well, congratulations to them. Yeah. Who have joined the Barbados Fire Service officially now. And we just want to wish them all the best in their endeavors as young officers coming through the system and so on. They would have recruited, you know, it was a long and a very, I would say, a challenging process for them, because that would have been the first batch to have recruited under the COVID protocols, and it would have been, I can say beyond the shadow of a doubt, it had to be challenging, you know, away from family, away from everything else.
Wow.
And just at the Barbados Fire Academy, kudos to those guys the training officers, the training unit, who would have, you know, had the task of bringing them up to speed and training them for that length of time. I think they would have started quite early last year. So it was quite a while in the recruiting environment, and they finally got to the end of the road in terms of the recruiting process on the 16th of December, and they have now since joined the ranks of the fire service and are actively a part of our team. So, you know, welcome to the fire service. Congratulations.
Welcome.
And as we end that congratulating and celebrating more new year, we, you know, bring good stuff and good news. Also, congratulations to our very own Natasha Ford, who now is, because we're in a new year, acting leading fire officer. And
what? Congrats. Wow!
Her new endeavor and her new post. Nice. And I just want to wish her all the best, and not only Ford, but all of the officers who have been entrusted the responsibility of acting roles, whether it be leading fire officers, sub-officers, station, whatever roles you have been entrusted in. I trust that you, you know, wish you the best. Congratulations to you, and all the best in your endeavors as we start the year 2021. And also, we're going to have in the fire prevention unit a new sub-officer, sub, oh my God, I'm embarrassed. I can't get even to this number right now. Whoa.
Sorry.
But our new sub-officer is definitely coming to, well, as I said, has arrived, because New Year has arrived to our unit. I don't really, I can't remember my name at all.
That's all right. It happens. But congratulations.
I cannot get a call right now. William, sorry.
William, sorry.
Believe it or not, I could only remember her first name just now. I wasn't getting that second name at all. Sub-officer acting, Andrea Williams, welcome her to the fire prevention unit and to the fire prevention team. It's definitely a pleasure to have her. And to our very own Ryan, leading fire officer acting Ryan Glasgow, who was our fire prevention LF last year, he's moved on to another segment of the fire service, and he will now be on a shift. And he was our leading fire officer last year. So to him, best of luck also to you, Glasgow, in your endeavors. And you know, he's a very, he loves training, he loves action, as you would call it, and he's done a lot of safety training for a number of persons. I know a lot of persons within the hearing of my voice right now. When you hear, oh, Ryan Glasgow, he trained me. He does, wherever you go, you hear persons ask, you know Ryan Glasgow, he trained me in fire safety. Fire safety. So he does a lot of work. Though he's right, as he moves on in his fire service career, this is leading fire officer Glasgow. I just want to wish him the best. And as I went on to say, every fire officer in this department, from the top to the bottom, from the chief fire officer down to the last person who would have joined this department, just want to wish you all a very productive and a very, you know, a year where we achieve our goals, and we, all the projects or whatever that we have to work on, that we do them and get through them safely, you know, because a lot of persons underestimate what goes on as fire officers, not whether it be in my capacity in fire prevention, whether it be in the capacity as an officer who works on the fire plants. You know, it is not as easy as it may seem to the public. It is, it, you know, it has its challenges. You have your ups and downs like any other thing. And, you know, it can be a quite, you know, it can play on your emotions. It can play on every emotion of your, you know, that you have. So
yes.
Just want to encourage you guys and ladies up there in the fire service, all of us, to keep pressing on as we approach 2021 with a positive mindset going forward.
Wonderful. Well, Officer Collins, thank you so much for sharing with us today. You're a Lone Ranger today, but you know what? God is good.
For a hope that Officer was with me, and he left me here all alone.
He left you stranded.
You know, we say Troy on the bus in Barbados, but in the fire service, I like to say Troy on the fireplace, man. You know,
oh, my.
Today, but as being the chairman that I am, I came up and did.
Of course.
And we made it.
That's right.
Just like we made it through 2020, we've made it through today's program. And
of course.
We definitely look forward to making it through 2021 as we go through this fire service, for sure.
Definitely. Looking forward to hearing more and doing more with the fire service. Thank you so much, Fire and Life Safety Officer Jason Collins. And that's it for the 311 Radio Show. Remember, you can always listen to the podcast on VOB929.com. And yes, you can watch the videos, all the recordings, on VOB 92.9 FM's Facebook page. And you can see what's going on. So thank you. I'm Krista J. Paul. Thank you, Officer Collins. And as we always say,
fire prevention is our intention.
All right. God bless.
Protecting life and property. Call 311. Promoting fire safety. Call 311. Enforcing safety standards. Call 311. Even rescuing animals. Call 311. Jaws of life and accidents. Men and women of resilience. Teaching boat extinguishers. Rescue and lifesavers. Call 311.
When there is a crisis, you can depend on the Barbados. 1-1.